You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. And in this episode, I want to discuss what is going on with landing page software. Is it just me or is the space at an all-time low? And with low, I mean a respective low. OK, I'm speaking with respect to about 5 years ago, and the landscape just looks totally different. The expectations, the approach, everything has changed. And I'll tell you what, I haven't been more disappointed with the landing page platforms as I am now, because I feel like it's like the playbook is revealed, you know, on how to do it. But I also have a solution. So it's not all dredge and down. It's, you know, we end on a positive note, but I want to know collectively, am I missing something here? And I want to present to you what I've done to combat that trend that I've seen. And I think it's going to be the trend going forward, especially for savvy marketers. But before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe and share. You can find the show in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any other platform that allows you to subscribe to podcasts. The All Systems Go podcast is there. While you're at it, make sure, if you haven't, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review, as it is how we validate this podcast as listen worthy in both the platforms as well as just along with your friends. Okay. And I want to highlight one of the reviews that have the 5-star ratings and reviews. And this one is from Innovation Smuggler. How about that for a username? I was blown away at how Chris demystifies all the conflicting information about how automation works. Love this guy. Exclamation. Innovation Smuggler. Thank you. Love you too. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time and leaving that feedback. And if you're listening and you haven't done so, please do so. And I will be reading yours soon on one of these podcasts. So let me start off this episode by saying I have extensive experience with building landing pages. Okay. And perhaps that's why my expectations may exceed many of you all who do not. Okay. So let me frame everything that you're about to hear from that. Let that be the cornerstone in which all of this content from this episode is built upon. Okay. Because with vast experience, I do have expectations, but I feel, in my defense, I feel like my expectations are fair and I think they scale. Okay, so let's get started. I have had this question in my mind for so many times, like, what just happened? What has happened? It used to be so much better. And, you know, I know you have to be very careful talking about the days of old. Oh, it was better when, right? Nostalgia kicks in and we forget all of the other stuff. So I get that. But let me lay some foundation first. Okay. This dates back to lead pages. You'll see a trend with lead pages. Again, lead pages was my marketing boot camp. What was yours? Can you think about that client, that experience, that time where it really made marketing click? That was it for me with lead pages. I've never learned as much in marketing as I have at lead pages. In fact, since then, I've experienced companies who can't market, right? Like I've seen that more often than ones who can. So when I started working at lead pages, and this was around 2014, and landing page software, that was the newest, the latest and greatest marketing weapon. Right. Like if you could build a landing page, people were like, wow, how did you do that? you know, and in the early stages, mobile responsive, this is around 2013, 2012-ish, mobile responsive wasn't even on the radar. This means your landing page didn't even have to respond to mobile devices. And it was still like unheard of. Right. And at that time, Lead Pages was trailblazing on not only educating on how to convert online, but also equipping you with a tool that made it easy. Clay had a blog that he was talking about landing page or online conversion strategies. Then he took all of his feedback from there and seeded Lead Pages and started that. Now it's software to help you do everything that he said. And a lot of our education at the time was just telling people, what is a landing page and why you need one? A lot of people were like, I have a website. Why do I need landing pages? Right. But again, a landing page, think of a landing page as like a digital focus group. Have you seen those commercials where they're in a room and there's no paint on the wall, no pictures, just a two-way mirror. And, you know, maybe they're eating pizza and it's a brandless box, you know, the atmosphere is controlled. So the only thing that they're smelling and experiencing is that pizza. And they're doing a taste test. Hey, eat this pizza. How did it taste? What do you think? They're getting that feedback. The purpose is to minimize all distractions for a singular outcome. For that case, it was feedback. Before a landing page, you're minimizing all distractions. This is a single website dedicated to capture information. So you don't need links to your social media account. You don't need outbound links to your privacy policy and, you know, all of these other links that distract people from the primary action you want them to take, which is provide their information. Okay. So that was the time where people were just learning that. And there's still some education to be said nowadays, because I feel like people still get it wrong, but it's a lot looser. Back then it was a lot tighter. You know, if you did the few key things right, your conversions would just skyrocket. And that was good. That was all good. You know, that was the gravy train. You get on. I mean, we were crushing it, you know, until about 2015. In late 2015, you started to see the market shift by two main players. Two main players, and they both did two things that would essentially start the end of Lead Pages as owning the throne of landing pages. And the first player was ClickFunnels. And the second was Thrive Themes. And ClickFunnels, they really disrupted the market because they said, hey, look, Lead Pages gives you these templates that are pre-built. Won't you drag and drop and be able to create whatever landing page you want? Right. And I remember this. I remember the battle of Clay and Russell, where it's like, no, people don't need that flexibility. And Russell's like, give it to them. No, they don't need it. Russell's like, give it to them. And then Thrive Themes slips in here. Shane slips in here with Thrive Themes and Thrive Leads, to where you can do the drag and drop on your WordPress website. So now Shane is like, hey, look, I respect what Clay's done. And you know what? I see what Russell's doing. What if I could do all of that just within WordPress and make it simple? That was the beginning of the disruption of the landing page, the landing page space. And while Shane did that, what he did was he opened the door for WordPress page builders. And at the time, I think Divi, Beaver Builder, there may be another one. I'm forgetting. But those were the primary page builders. But Shane opened the door for that, for marketers to start saying, hey, what if I do put my landing pages on my website? Because prior to that, I will say, like a Genesis, the framework, the Genesis framework, a lot of developers were using that to build landing pages, because on the back end, you could do technical stuff like setting templates with no header or footer and things of that nature. But it was still very much code heavy. So these page builders removed that code heaviness, right, to allow people to build landing pages on their WordPress site. But people still weren't doing it back then. They were still going to the landing page platforms. All right. But now, no longer, what we see now is what we started to see in 2015. And it was just a late shift for Lead Pages, honestly. But people no longer wanted pre-made templates. They couldn't fully customize. And I'll side with Clay on this. you do have to limit people, because I have seen people make ugly out of beauty. Like, you could give them a perfectly designed template and they'll come in and say, oh, well, I'll change the entire background of this page to hot pink. And you're like, what? Why? Why would you do that? So you give people enough rope and they will. They will hang themselves with it. So it has to be confined in some way. But at the same time, the market wants what the market wants. Try that now. Try to limit somebody's flexibility now, and you're dead in the water. So you had to make that shift. And the trend is here to stay. All platforms have drag and drop. Okay. All landing pages have the drag and drop capability, but all don't deliver. And that's everybody. That's my frustration. So maybe this is a soapbox episode. And if you allow me to just get on my soapbox, I've got a few landing page platforms I want to talk about, the good, the bad, you know, things of that nature. And just really, maybe I'm serving as my own defense. Okay. And if it makes sense, let it make sense. But I feel like I have to get this out, and I feel like it's going to be valuable. So before I get into the platforms, why do you need landing pages? The answer is simple. You need leads. They're synonymous. If somebody tells me, hey, I need to generate leads online, I don't think of, oh, run a Facebook ad. Go live on Facebook. I think of a landing page, because at some point you have to take them to a place where you can further the conversation. I look at social media as the club, the nightclub. It's loud. You're not going to get a whole lot of one on one. The second you're talking to somebody, you know, a gentleman can be talking to a fine young tender. And then right as you turn to go get a drink for her, you turn around and some other dude done slipped in and he's got her attention now. Or, you know, you're by the speaker, you're yelling, spitting in each other's face, trying to get close to their ear because you can't hear what they're saying. You know, it's just distracting, right? So that's social media. However, there's ways to get people's attention, but then you need to take that attention into a more a controlled environment. So a lot of times it's capturing people's information. Hey, let me get your number, right? Let me follow up with you. I guess now maybe people don't exchange numbers. Maybe it's like, let me get your Instagram or whatever. I'm dating myself and I'm not even that old, everybody, but times have changed. But anyways, I need to exchange information. That exchange of information, the digital equivalent of that, is a landing page. So on social media, where everything is busy, you're connecting with all these people, one to the masses, you need somewhere to drive them so you can capture their information and have a more intimate conversation. That's why you need a landing page. So then the platform for your landing page becomes important, and hence my frustration. All right. Still defending myself here, everybody. All right. So we're going to start with lead pages. I feel like, again, the shift that lead pages made was too late. And I think we see that now, right? It took them too long to add drag and drop. And I won't dispel the internal workings of what led to that. But just know, we all acknowledge it took us too long, right? But one thing that lead pages was great at, landing pages. And in there, we had lead boxes. Lead boxes were pop-ups you could trigger on your website, where at a time where pop-up software was like very hard to configure. And now they have attention bars. And one thing that I have yet to see matched is how Lead Pages does their integrations. And I believe this is all Clay. Clay knew that if your landing page platform can integrate at a deep level with your CRM, that was a huge bonus. And I have yet to see again. No, you know who comes close? ConvertFlow. ConvertFlow is the closest I've seen since Lead Pages with the level of integration, because most platforms get lazy and they say you could opt into a list or you can opt in via tag, and that's it. You can't add them to a campaign or an automation. You can't submit a form. And those are really the actions. That's the differentiator. And for me, my preferred method is submit a form, because if you can let me submit a form as an action on the landing page in my CRM, I have full flexibility of where I want to direct you. You know, like for instance, when you're subscribing to a list or, you know, you're using tags, you have to make sure that your platform is configured to run multiple times. So if they subscribe twice, it needs to be able to add them twice, right? Or with tags, you whatever tag you use to start their journey, you have to remove that tag if you want them to be able to start their journey again by downloading something again. So it introduces a extra step, whereas forms is just like, look, every time they fill it out, they go in. And then you could do an extra step to limit them from going in twice. And all platforms are different. Some make it easier than most, but I default to forms. And how Lead Pages did their form integration is they would pull all of the form, all of the fields on your existing form. So if you built a form in your CRM and it had five fields, Lead Pages will pull in those five fields. It was great. It was great. Since then, I've realized that that is a thing of the past. I fought, and now I know that the way of capturing form data is totally different. So anyways, those were the good points of Lead Pages, and especially their drag and drop builder, again, late to the market. But it was good. The bad thing is this. The development has taken a massive, massive slowdown. So it feels like the platform now compared to other platforms is not fully developed. And, you know, like when they added the drag and drop, they removed some of the features that some of the marketing features that I was using. And I think all marketers needed to use, like, for instance, for lead boxes, the pop-ups, you could take the URL of the pop-up and put it on any button on your website. As long as you had, you know, the code in the header, and just with the click of that button, you could trigger a lead page pop-up. Now you can't do that. You have to use their embedded code, which means you have to design the button in their platform, which is ridiculous. How they handle hidden fields now and pre-population is just like, it works. I found out how to do it. But again, I feel like they broke functionality that was really good in the beginning. Along with, like, no global settings. You don't have a global script that just applies to every page. So every time you build a page, you have to remember to put the title, the description, the favicon, add all of your scripts. And that stuff gets tedious over time. It really does. It is not a streamlined flow. And I've got a list of other small tweaks that are things that used to work that no longer work, or things where it's just like, well, if you're going to add this feature, why not do it this way? And since the dev have really slowed down, that was the start of me saying, okay, let me go look at other platforms. Okay. Just so you understand my journey. Okay. So now I'm looking at other platforms. I'm slow to commit to a tool, and I'm even slower to leave. Okay. Because I assess my needs in the tool's functionality first. And I'm forgiving sometimes years. I'll work with the tool, everybody, because the learning curve of a new tool is just something that I don't easily introduce to my marketing. You don't want to be introducing variables to your marketing. You should be eliminating variables as time goes on. All right. So with that being said, I'm looking at them, say, okay, let me go see what's in the market. And depending on who your network is, your circle of influence. At the time, I was working in startups, so the next option up came was Unbounce. And I had heard of Unbounce before, because it was actually a buddy of mine at a church that I was going to swore by Unbounce and built all their landing pages in Unbounce, and they looked pretty decent. So I said, okay, I can go into the flow. I can build that out with Unbounce. And let me tell you, going from Lead Pages, the ease of use of Lead Pages, to Unbounce, oh my gosh, I hated it. I hated it. I haven't logged in since, everybody. And I'm not exaggerating. I may have logged in once in the last couple of years just to see if something changed. And when it didn't, I recommended a different platform. Can't stand it. It's overcomplicated to me. Again, if you've never built a landing page and Unbounce is your first platform, you probably are like, this guy's crazy. But coming from that type of user experience, going to Unbounce, I have to design my desktop version, then design my mobile version. There's no tablet version. Like, I have to create two designs for every page, essentially. Whereas Lead Pages automatically adjusted your landing page for devices. So that was, I mean, again, like I said, that leads to my experience and my journey. I did not enjoy that. Okay. I didn't enjoy it. Still don't. It's one of the reasons why I don't use the platform. Okay. But they are an established company and they have good templates. I'll give that to Unbounce. They do. They have good templates. The knock that I'll give them, aside from their interface, is how they handle integrations. How they do integrations is like the most basic. And a lot of times it requires code. I remember when I was trying to integrate it with a CRM and it required a webhook where all other platforms were. In fact, the CRM was ActiveCampaign and it required a webhook just to add them to a list. So there was no tag or form functionality. And by doing that, you can only add the email. So it's like, what's the purpose of a landing page if I can only capture email? What if there's other information that I want to capture? But they made it, they overcomplicated it so much. I was like, next, get out of here. So that was Unbounce. So then what do? I go to ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is the closest to the industry standard at this point in time as you can get. I know a few people on staff over there that I met in the Lee Pages days. So while Clay and Russell were feuding, we were kind of like friendly competition. You know, it's like we were cool, but like, hey, look, I still want to beat you. But out of that, you know, came real friendships in the MarTech space. So I respect them. And I will say I did not always respect Russell. I thought he was an info marketer that couldn't do software. It was all a gimmick. And he has proven a lot of people wrong. So I take my hat off to him. He has really established a software company in ClickFunnels. He really has. And they have a vast library of templates. And you can build like all of your pages in ClickFunnels. Right. Not just lead capture. You could do payment pages. Right. Like that whole approach, I feel, is winning mainly because the competition is lighter, you know, and he's really honed in to what the market needs. And my downside is the interface is still confusing for me. You know, like you have to create a folder or a funnel in order to create a page. You can't create a page without a funnel. And then how they do their forms, how they break up the forms, like you have a form for email. And then like if you want to add additional fields, that's like you can capture that information, but it's only going to send the email to your CRM. Like all of that is just to me. It's like, whoa, what? Why? Right. Again. My perspective from my background. Right. And I also have caution with them spreading themselves a little thin. Right. Like it feels like they're trying to do everything. Marketing automation, you know, payment pages, landing pages, funnels. Like it seemed like they just keep adding on when they were notorious at the time for the term Infusionsoft, because Infusionsoft was trying to be the all in one. So it's very interesting to see kind of their reach expand in that way. And I know a lot of people who are just like, no, I don't use, what is it, Actionetics, but I do use ClickFunnels, you know. So that's another thing that I'm mindful of. And sometimes, like I said, it just feels heavy. Like if you're just getting started out and you just need a couple pages up, you can't just build a couple pages. You got to build a funnel and then the pages within there. And I get it. Like from an experienced marketer, I get that approach and I actually appreciate it. I think that you should always be grouping your pages in some way. So I do give them that. But I'm telling you, man, figuring out how to navigate that platform and configuring everything, it is truly a members only tool. Once you get it, you got it, right? But nobody is signing up for ClickFunnels today and figuring it out within hours. Whereas with lead pages, you could get in, log in, have a landing page up within, you know, within hours, honestly, you know. So that was my feel. And then, of course, you have the pricing. I don't have an issue with their pricing because leads are important for a business. But if you're just getting started out, maybe it's hard to stomach $100 a month. At least that's what it was last time I checked, everybody. I should have checked before this, but if it's lower, so be it. But I know it's on the higher end. And when I say higher, I'm thinking of small business owners who have reserved $30 to $50 a month for lead generation until they've proven out that lead generation is working for them. They're willing to invest more. At least that's the trend that I've seen. You know, they could stomach 20 to 30, maybe even up to 50, like a $49 platform. They could stomach that. But when you start getting up to the hundreds and more a month and then, you know, with limited visitors and all of that, it just is like, oh, do I need all of this? Right. So that was my journey with ClickFunnels. So now I'm like, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to go. You know, I've got a nice plan with Lead Pages. It will be almost like five times what I pay for Lead Pages to get ClickFunnels. And it would have a learning curve, you know, all of these things. So the next one up was what? I looked at Instapage. And I have a funny story for Instapage. I think Tyson Quick, I believe, is the CEO over there. We absolutely hated Tyson. When I say we, everybody at Lead Pages hated Tyson, because in the early days of Instapage, their marketing consisted of bad mouthing Lead Pages. That was it. Even on our ads, we would run ads and Tyson Quick himself, the CEO, it was so distasteful, would have comments on there like, well, but your landing page platform doesn't do this. And even in the comments after, they'd be like, look, dude, focus on your own brand, you know? And when we were at Lead Pages, it was so irritating. Like, I would never use those tactics to grow my business. But I give Instapage credit, because at some point they realized, look, we're playing too small. We're combating and fighting against Lead Pages and all of these platforms that are going to the solopreneur and entrepreneur. We're going to shift to marketing teams and build a platform for marketing teams specifically who are running paid advertising. I think that was an ingenious shift, because it put them into blue ocean. It was the blue ocean approach, right? And nobody was in that space. So now they're able to clean up and more easily like position their product. Now with that came a higher price point. So if you're a solopreneur, there's a great chance you're not using Instapage. But I will say, when I went into Unbounce and I just refused to use it, Instapage was my recommendation. And the company did take me up on that offer. And when we built out the pages in Instapage, it was not hard. Very, very straightforward. You know, you have teams. So, you know, the marketing team can have pages. The design team can have pages, creating templates. You know, all of that was very straightforward in Instapage. At the time, their integrations lacked a bit. I haven't logged in since then, but they just had basic like add to a list type integration. I think that's the laziest integration any platform could have, by the way, is add to a list. CRMs and marketing automation platforms are a lot more robust than just a list. Can we move beyond that? But they also have personalization. They have on-site personalization. So depending on the source from you coming to the website, you could see different content all built in. So it made it very ad friendly. So I liked all those things about Instapage. Again, it was just expensive and the integrations, you know, weren't as robust as I like. So that leads me to my final resort. Say, let me go visit the WordPress thing. Right. And I struggled with this one for a while because, you know, WordPress is cheap. You're already paying for it. So it's free. Right. You're already paying for WordPress. So depending, no matter how many pages or how many domains and everything, I mean, you're already paying for your hosting. So you unlimited WordPress. Right. You get full control. It's easy to use and you could practically mimic any design. Right. But the thing that always drew me away was like, what about analytics? How do I know how my marketing is performing, right? Like, you can't log into the WordPress dashboard and see your conversion rate of a page, right? Again, if you're not using Thrive Themes, I believe Thrive Themes does that. Thrive Leads, I believe they do that. But in general, you can't do that. And they also, a lot of the plugins had very bad integrations. Again, only list level integrations. And they didn't integrate with a lot of tools. And it did require some setup on the marketing layer front. However, that became my solution, everybody. You know, again, so when I look at, you know, people who are not, you know, they don't have a lot of experience with running with landing page, converting online with landing pages, they're going to look to spend $30 to $50. The people who do jump up to like the ClickFunnels early, it's fine, perfectly fine. And they'll usually use the templates, maybe move a couple things around and be fine. But, you know, if you want to get away for $30 or $50 a month, it gets really shallow, because a lot of these landing page offerings don't do everything that a lot, like especially WordPress page builders, are doing. So here was my final factor, right? I could set up a subdomain, which I did. Well, I did a subdirectory, automationbridge.com/go. I had go.automationbridge.com prior mapped to lead pages. So I wanted to run the two side by side and just see. So I got automationbridge.com/go subdirectory, total different WordPress installation. The only thing installed on that installation is Elementor page builder. I think that's it. It may be like a caching plugin or something super light. Elementor has pop-ups, landing page templates, right? Drag and drop ability, the ability to create a template out of your landing page and share it to another WordPress user using Elementor. So it checked all the boxes, right? And dare I not say, they had a solid form builder that integrates with your CRM. Really good. So they've checked all the boxes. And I'm specifically looking for replacing lead pages, landing pages. So they checked all the boxes. So all I, what I had to do, this is the minimum setup is what I'm talking about. It requires some setup, is to create the subdirectory to install WordPress and put Elementor on there. So now Elementor, the plan that I got, averages out to maybe 10 or 12 bucks a month, unlimited landing pages, load extremely fast because my WordPress installation is light, integrates directly with my CRM, problem solved. That's how I've solved my landing page needs. Most of the landing pages that you engage with right now on my site are Elementor pages, just so you know. But I would be remiss without mentioning a few platforms that you may be interested in. So you've got some marketing automation platforms that do offer landing pages. Fusionsoft, GetResponse, questionable as a marketing automation platform. But anyways, GetResponse, EntrePages, EntrePort has EntrePages. Listen, if you're already using the platform and it works for you, work it. I can tell you countless people who have those same platforms and have a landing page software. So take it or leave it. Kajabi. You know what? I am for Kajabi's whole ecosystem. I really am. I appreciate it. So if you're using, if you want to have that all-inclusive online courses approach, it really does make sense just to use Kajabi's templates. They're really well done. Their templates are really well done. I don't have an issue with that. Maybe if you were doing something outside of that, you would run into issue, though, right? If you're not selling courses. So there's a shortcoming there. And then your online course platforms like the Teachables, what is the other one? Thinkific, Lifter LMS, WordPress based, you know, whatever platform you're thinking about. They usually offer landing pages and they're usually, very minimal. Extremely memorable. Lifter LMS is a WordPress, so you could get away with putting Elementor on there. So you can get around it, but like Teachable, Thinkific, and any other hosted online course that offers landing pages is going to be fairly limited. Maybe it's just enough to get what you need done, but it'd be fairly limited. So that's how I'm solving it, everybody. That is how I'm solving my landing page woes. Again, I'm using a separate WordPress installation separate from my website. So even if my website goes down, my landing pages are still up. And until somebody creates a plugin where you can just see like page analytics, that's the main hassle. That's the part that I hate. I would love to be able to log into my WordPress dashboard and just see my page traffic, especially since the only pages on that website are landing pages. Bonus if you could show me my conversion rate. I don't know if that plugin is hard to do. Maybe it could, you know, like I'm thinking it could integrate with Google Analytics and pull that. I don't know. I'm not that technical, everybody. But if you know of a plugin, let me know. I've searched. I've tried to find some and I have not found one that easily displays the traffic of your web pages. That's all I'm going for. Honestly, if I could just see the visitors of my web page in my dashboard, I could look at my CRM and see how many leads. And I could calculate that. I'm willing to do that. Would I love for the conversion rate to be calculated? Absolutely. But listen, hey, what can you do with the landscape as it is? All right. So in closing, how are you feeling about the landscape? Have you felt what I've outlined here? Maybe you don't have experience with all of these platforms, but just know this is to be true. And what are you using? How are you building your landing pages? How's that working out for you? I can tell you in my community, the Automation Bridge Mentorship and Mastermind community, we're enjoying collectively. We're enjoying the approach of Elementor. It's working really well. Maybe you like Divi. Maybe you like, what are the other page builders? A Beaver Builder. Maybe you like whatever else is out there. Whatever works. But listen, I'd love to know if I'm missing something or overlooking an option or something is working really well for you all that I am unaware of. Please let me know. Reach out to me via social media or just drop me a line on my website. Like, let me know. Hit me on Twitter, whatever the case is. Just let me know. I would love to know. Okay. But that's it. That's the landing page landscape. So who's that person struggling with landing pages? And how do you know somebody's struggling? Because their pages are ugly. Okay. Maybe you don't know what ugly is. And you know, perhaps ugly is subjective. Right. So let me put it this way. They're struggling. If they need to hear this is they're struggling with lead generation. OK. And they're in the pages that you go to load slow. If they satisfy either of those boxes, the landing pages load slow or they're struggling with lead generation. Send this podcast to them. Let them listen to this. That aspiring digital marketer. You need to listen to this. Landing pages are going to be critical for your career. Advertisers, upcoming Facebook ads or YouTube ads or LinkedIn ads specialists, you're going to need landing pages. You're going to need landing pages. Every business needs landing pages. I work with a startup that did not have landing pages. They're a marketing company and had no landing page. And to this day, when I look at the landing pages they built, I'm like, you guys still don't get it. They don't. Let that not be you. Landing pages are extremely important and effective. All right. So make sure you share this with the appropriate person so you can save them. Share it to save. Okay. And you can be the hero. All right. You are the hero because you shared it with them. So with that being said, this episode and all other episodes, of course, are accessible in all podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts are the primary ones because you're either going to have an Android or Apple phone. So you don't have to download any new software. You can just load up those podcast apps. Look for the All Systems Go podcast and subscribe. All right. The show notes, links and any resources I mentioned will be located on the website, automationbridge.com/podcast. All right. So until next episode, and as always, automate responsibly, my friends.